Hi, this is Pat Bosco. Spent 50 years as a K-State administrator, mostly working with students and families. This podcast addresses our interest in wanting to be more authentic and impactful, regardless of what we might be doing in our personal or professional lives. Each summer, I welcome thousands of new K-State students and members of their families to our family. And I would talk about the resources available for students, physical as well as mental services and programs we had for our students. And I wanted to make a point that each presentation I'd include an opportunity for students and parents to hear from me that they had permission to get help. And as I think about mental health and authenticity, we have to do everything we can to normalize students, people that we work with, their need to take care of themselves, to realize that there are times where they can't handle things. And I realize that today's college student has a Titanic syndrome. They feel like, well, I'll be on a ship, everyone else will drown, but I won't drown because I'm special. That isn't always the case. So it's important, I think, that as we address authentic leadership, that we pay attention to the mental health issues that everyone's experiencing these days. It's more than the pandemic. It's our ability to make sure that we're responsive to those that we serve. I want to make sure that as we attempt to be authentic, that we're very real, that we're sincere, that we let people know that there are services and programs available in our community, within our organization, and we want to make them accessible for everyone. And that there are times where we simply cannot be alone in our struggles with mental health issues, that things sometimes are not always fine, that as we think about and operationalize authenticity, that we watch for signs. And in a university community, oftentimes it's a student no longer attending class. And our Office of Student Life put together a program where faculty were able to call into our office and let us know if a student all of a sudden stopped going to class. Around the workplace, it might be a change in behavior, an employee missing meetings, a change in body language, a disengagement of some kind. I think we ought to be able to be in a position where we feel the pulse of those that we serve, particularly on the mental health side. I listened to Coach Chris Kleiman a few weeks ago address prospective student athletes to join his program. And his opening statement was not about our offense, our defense, our new facilities. He talked to young men and their families about the role these young men play within their high school, within their football program, that they're role models, and that they ought to be looking for opportunities to support their teammates on the mental health side. That this is an important part of the fact that they're a role model, and to be looking to support not only making sure that they're mentally healthy, but also those around them, that they have an important role within their high school, within their community. I thought that was extraordinary. I listened to Coach Snyder the other day talk specifically about mental health and suicide prevention. Coach Snyder is our longtime legendary Hall of Fame football coach who retired a couple of years ago. He talked from the heart about making sure that we all are in touch with those around us that may be hurting in some way. So as I think about authenticity, we make ourselves available, that we listen to those around us, those that we serve, that we put ourselves in a position where we're giving permission for everyone to get help when they need it. We maximize the opportunity to be there. I gave out my home phone number to hundreds of thousands of parents. Most of those phone calls, evenings and in the middle of the night, were questions, concerns parents are raising about their students' mental health state. I took all of those comments, all threats, seriously. And I encourage those listening to this podcast that we take threats seriously. I know that I'm not a professional when it comes to mental health issues, just someone that cares. Scott Peck, in his book, The Road Less Traveled, spends quality time talking about the fact that when we seek help, we're showing strength, that it builds character. It's not a negative, it's a positive, and today more than ever. We need to make sure that Peck's message is reinforced as we work to build better people and a better society.